Today is June 20th, 2023, and Gus Nolan is being interviewed by the John Klein, and that's all I'm going to say at this introduction.
Good. Well, Gus, thanks so much for being here, and Jan Stivers for joining with the two of us in the interview. Gus, I'm so grateful that you're willing to be part of the project, which will hopefully lead to the second volume of the history of the Marist Brothers in the United States, which will cover the time period from 1911, when the United States province became an independent province from Canada, up until the outbreak of the Second World War. And it's taking a longer period of time than I had originally thought, because a lot of the early issues were only somewhat resolved as we get to around 1941 and 1942. And even though a lot of the time period precedes your time in the Marist Brothers, you knew a lot of the issues and a lot of the people that were involved in the early days of forming the U.S. province and formation, and people involved with what became Marist College, and the formation experiences here in Poughkeepsie. So I'm so grateful to you. And you should know, I mentioned to a number of brothers that I was interviewing you today. They all sent their best. And to a person, they said, Gus Nolan is one of the finest guys we know.
They don't always tell the truth, but go ahead.
Well, I think they were in this case.
Yeah.
And I still do not hold against you the B that you gave me in freshman composition. The only B I received at Marist College, but that's okay.
Well, you do understand that his nickname was...
C plus Gus.
What?
C plus Gus.
Is that right?
So the B was an A plus, relatively speaking.
But I would say this. Thanks to you, I became a much better writer, so thanks for that, too.
The reason for the B was because you used a split infinitive on the final exam. And I could not imagine a scholar using his split infinitive. To never do this again.
No. To never do
that. And there were a few dangling participles as well.
All right, good.
Well, Gus, just to start, one of the things that I thought would be important, just to ask you a little bit about your family background. And I know in an original interview you had spoken about that, but there had to be something special at home and from your parents that led to four religious vocations: two Marist brothers, a Dominican sister of Sparkhill, and a Benedictine priest. So maybe if you could tell us just a little bit about that, as you recall.
I'm happy to. We were blessed with a large family. We were eight children, and only four entered religion, which was a little disappointing. On the contrary, my older brother, John, did enter Maryknoll for 2 years, and left after his novitiate, just before his novitiate in. So he did 4 years in Summit and 2 years in Maryknoll, and then before going to novitiate in the New England area, he left and joined the United States Air Force. So when he started, he entered Maryknoll at his graduation from St. Anne's Academy. I entered the Marist Brothers at the graduation from the 8th grade grammar school. One of the reasons was that I was always so impressed with the yearbook of St. Anne's to see the brothers and Cassics out playing ball with the students. And I thought, what a wonder. I never imagined a priest doing this. It's the humanness of it all. And in the 8th grade,